Hi everyone, this is Dan Sheridan. Thank you for joining me again today. The other day I was in a room and I heard a young man talking to somebody else in that room, and he said, "You know, I can never live my life by the Bible. It's just too hard. I can never do it." I actually felt really sorry for the young man because he probably was under the influence of religion, which really is a misrepresentation of God. Nowhere in the scriptures does God tell that young man that he has to live up to anything. Now, I'm going to explain that in a moment, but let me repeat this again. For those of you listening, God does not demand any of you live up to the Bible. This man actually was under the impression that if he didn't live up to it, he would not be accepted with God. But I'm going to show you, and I'm going to prove to you that the opposite is the truth. And some of these misconceptions come from misinterpreting passages of Scripture. And one of them is in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13 to 14. I'm going to read it. It says, "Enter through the cramped gate, for broad is the gate and spacious is the way which is leading away into destruction, and many are those entering through it. Yet what a cramped gate and narrowed way is the one leading away into life, and few are those who are finding it." Now, many people have made this mean that it is a narrow way to become a believer. God has made it so narrow that very few people are going to find favor with him, and the rest he's going to torture for eternity. And that is a load of baloney, by the way. And to interpret this passage, remember this: the crowds enter a city by the broad gate, which passes through the wide gate. The narrow side paths leading to a narrow gateway in some retired corner were seldom used and were always shut in the daytime and locked at night. Few find or use these paths. This is not an illustration of the gospel or the good news, but of the law. It represents an effort to attain life. It is not stated that few find life, but few find the path to it. All life is God's gift and can never be made by man, either in the sphere of religion or science. So this passage here in Matthew 7 has nothing to do with a man finding life in God or becoming justified. We are not on a way leading to life. The Bible here to us proclaims justification in Paul's letters. Matthew chapter 7 was written to the nation of Israel. The Sermon on the Mount is for the nation of Israel, and it's not concerned with individual salvation, but the proclamation of the coming kingdom, an earthly kingdom that literally is going to be here on earth. And nowhere does he tell them to believe anything in the Sermon on the Mount. As a matter of fact, in the 7th chapter of Matthew's gospel, he says, "He that hears my sayings and does them." And this is not a reference to individual justification. That was not proclaimed in Matthew 7. This was a message to an Israelite regarding his kingdom and the conduct becoming him in view of that kingdom. This is no way a message for anyone listening to me today. That poor young man was laboring, thinking God is angry at him and that he can never live up to this message in the scriptures. But here's the good news. The good news, as I pointed out, is we're not on a path leading away into life as Matthew 7 is talking about. Matthew 7 is definitely true, but it's not referring to an individual, anybody listening to my voice, finding life. The Apostle Paul says this in Romans chapter 4, "Now to the worker, the wage is not reckoned as a favor, but as a debt. Yet to him who is not working, yet is believing on him who is justifying the irreverent, his faith is reckoned for righteousness." God reckons a person who doesn't work righteous. All you have to do is believe, and the faith is a gift of God. God has not made it hard. We're not on any path leading away into life. It's a free gift. A salvation is a free gift, and you can't earn it. This is Dan Sheridan. My web address is crossandthrone.com. Believe God no matter what the clergy says.